We're talking to the general manager, Sam Randazzo. Happy Father's Day, Sam.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to listeners, and thanks for having me.
And that
is the right music.
Oh, good. Perfect. My producer knows these things. Colin knows these things, as well as the fact that if you are going to, I mean, it's one of those, I mean, it's amazing. It is amazing, the variety and the depth of restaurants we have in Chicago. We have friends that said they're moving and, you know, and they only have their favorite restaurants in the city, and that's fine. I hope they're not listening now because they're great people. However, I will tell you, if you can't find many restaurants in Chicago, but this is a place where, and you'll talk about the cuisine in a moment, but it's not only about the food, which is quite good, but it's also a restaurant that attracts people that live in the neighborhood. It attracts people that as a destination from the suburbs. It attracts tourists who at least know about this place, maybe through their hotel concierge or they did research. It's this interesting combination of people. And boy, oh boy, it's always a party at, appropriately called, Carnival. Have I done justice to a description here?
Been very nicely done, yes.
Well, thank you very much. But it really, truly is. If you, we all have issues, right, in our lives. And one of the reasons I think why many of us dine out is because we want to escape it all. It's the same reason why you may go to the theater, may go to the movies, and you just want an escape for the evening. And that's exactly what your restaurant is. It is a guaranteed good time, but also guaranteed good food. So tell me about the cuisine.
So Carnival is a pan-Latin themed restaurant. It takes you all the way through South America and all the countries there, a little bit of the Caribbean, and then we touch on Spain a little bit as well. Nothing spicy, but more of the rustic cuisine from all parts. So it's not like, you know, tacos and spices. It's just, you know, what people would make in their backyard when they have their families over, what they're grilling on, things like that. So nothing really unique or strange, just, you know, the process of how they would, you know, put these ingredients together and serve it.
Well, and it's not only about the food, it's also about the entertainment. Tell me about that.
We hit all the senses, definitely, not just the food, but everything that's around you. So we do have entertainment Thursday nights, which is included in your dinner between 7 and 9 p.m. We have what we call pop-up entertainment. It's surprise entertainment, things from dancers to acrobats to aerialists performing around the tables or in the center of the dining room while you're enjoying dinner. And then on Fridays, we have something called Samba in the Roomba Lounge. And the Samba dancers are here between 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. And they're performing, again, throughout the venue and celebrating with you those good occasions.
The decor, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, the radio is theater of the mind, but boy, oh boy, I'd have, and I'm okay at this stuff, but I'd have a tough time describing the decor. I'll let you try to do it because it is so unique, so festive, and so fun.
It is a very colorful restaurant. I don't think it's considered like loud and in your face, but there's a lot of different elements, you know, around you from the fabrics and the different textures to visual aspects, the artwork that hangs throughout the whole venue, the giant disco ball reflecting colorful lights everywhere. It's just something that you don't feel like you're in Chicago anymore. Just walking into the restaurant, you feel like you've transported into somewhere in South America or Brazil with everything going on, yeah.
And everything going on is a good way to say it. So, I mean, I've been to your restaurant, and you walk into the dining room, and people are eating in the dining room. But there's a bar area where people are drinking and eating. And then there's an outdoor cafe where people are eating and drinking. Then there's another room to the left that might have a bridal shower. And then there's a room upstairs where a wedding may actually be going on. Then there's a room down the hall on the other side. And these are all big rooms for the most part, and all designed in the way you describe, really colorful, really, really exciting. And maybe there's, I don't know, some work celebration of some kind. I mean, there's always so much happening.
Yeah, so all the rooms are very unique as far as decor goes, but then we have, you know, those social gatherings, like you said, weddings, rehearsal dinners, anniversaries. We do corporate events, quinceañeras, and we have all these spaces to accommodate very much different sizes from, you know, 10 or 12 people to a small birthday party, all the way up to, you know, events for 1,500 people if you take the whole venue out. And again, just all the different spaces have, you know, completely different artwork, completely different visual aspects to it.
All right, Sam, you have, this is your last meal ever in life, and you have one choice, and you have to order from Carnival, and you have one choice. What are you ordering?
Good question. I have to go with some of the classics on the appetizers, like the ropa vieja or the coconut shrimp, which is just outstanding. For entrees, I definitely would recommend doing the seafood paella, the ribeye. It's a 45-day dry-aged ribeye. It's very good. And all of our steaks are grilled on a Jasper grill. It's a charcoal oven that's in the kitchen, and everything just comes out perfect. You know, when it's grilled in there, it gives it that nice flavor to it.
Well, when the
those
waiter,
are my favorite.
When the waiter says Jasper Grill, I mean, I thought it was just a dude named Jasper that was grilling. But that's not true?
No, it's actually a charcoal grill, almost like an oven. It could get up to about 2,000 degrees and just puts that nice char on the steak. And then we'll finish it off and get it to the temperature that you want. But, yeah, it's really a unique piece of equipment that we use. And, again, it goes back to traditional, open fire wood in the backyard events that they would celebrate in South American countries.
And it is that kind of like friendly. I mean, there's nothing, what would be the word, pretentious about this place at all. I mean, it is, you're there to have a good time. And the wait staff, I sense, is there to help you have that good time as well. Sam, how long have you been at the restaurant? How many years?
I've been here just over 3 years.
All right. Can you give me one example, just one story? I'm sure you have many. One story of something interesting, unusual, strange, whatever it was that might have happened at the restaurant.
caught me off guard there.
Well, you're strange thinking. Well, okay, I'll let you think about that. And while you do, I have a couple of texts here. One of the text is the restaurant family friendly, meaning for kids around age 12. The question might also be referring not so much to the menu, but to the entertainment. Is it clean?
Yes, absolutely. My kids have been here a few times. They love coming to the restaurant and watching things. But it is everybody is performing dressed up. I wouldn't say it's anything that I wouldn't have kids watch or anything like that. We do have a kids menu as well. We have a lot of different families, different ethnicities coming in, and everybody always does have a great time, including the little ones. So,
has Carmen Miranda ever visited?
Not that I know of.
Do you know what I'm referring to? So she is a performer that used to wear like big hats with fruit on it and do all these Latin dances and things like that. That's depressing that you don't even know. But some of the performers that I've seen pictures of at your place are reminiscent of that. Speaking of which, those strange experiences I asked you about, have you thought of one?
The strange experience would probably be just the, I guess, the surprises that sometimes we get, even from our performers with costumes, with the dances or performances that they do. And I love watching the reaction from the guests, whether it be getting served something unique or watching those performers out there. But, the costumes do get a little crazy, if you will. We have there's a few that are dressed as roses. You can't see their face or their head, but they have, the hands are actually flowers, and their head, there's a couple of roses that go around it. There's another one that is and you can see all of this on our Instagram, but there's a beautiful pink dress that a lady wears when she's doing MC performances or greeting at the front door. And it's very, again, just unique. You haven't seen that anywhere else except for Carnival. So
I imagine that is true. And by the way, all of those make for great selfies, I suspect, with those performers.
Oh, definitely. Everybody loves taking pictures with them, and sometimes they get a little tied up doing that before they can perform or even afterwards. And it's fun. It's a great time for everybody to get in the action, and even sometimes they get up and dance with the performers, and it's all great.
And maybe even hear this. I don't know.
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Oi, quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
That's Carmen Miranda, actually. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Sam Randazzo, General Manager at Carnival. Most important question I need to ask, I have not. Where are you located and what's the website?
We are at 702 West Fulton, right there in Fulton Market. And the website is carnivalchicago.com. Carnival with an E on the end, chicago.com.
Yeah, it's on the, let me get my directions straight here, on the east side, if you will, of Fulton Marketplace. On the other side of Halsted, the east side of Halsted, as I recall. Is that 702 Fulton?
Yeah. Correct. All 702 right. West Fulton.
West Fulton. Sam, thank you very much. And happy Father's
Day.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you again.